Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
Before we jump back into the show here, welcome back to the Computer Corner, by the way. Thanks, Bev, for hollering all the way from Portland, Oregon.
Portland.
Letting us know that you're listening, and we appreciate
that
just checking in with us.
An amazingly beautiful city. With
compared to Phoenix and 115 degrees, yeah.
I had the most incredible dining experience ever. Less about the food, more about the environment in Portland. Very upscale neighborhood. Restaurant. It was very, very nice. And the mix of people in there were, you know, the jacket and the tie and the whole shot. Mm-hmm. And then these guys in these lumberjack outfits, you know, with the plaid and the...
Right.
And like, they hadn't shaved for like 50 years.
Nice.
Right. Yeah. It was...
In the words of your son, nice.
Nice. Nice. Hey, by the way, the Bluetooth...
You feeling that mad energy?
I'm feeling mad energy. I'm feeling a nap coming on. The Bluetooth situation we were talking about, this wireless, short-range wireless, just to give you an idea how persnickety Bluetooth can be, if you look real closely at the instructions when you have a Bluetooth cell phone and a Bluetooth headset, they'll tell you, try to keep the phone and the headset on the same side of your body. Just that difference alone can make enough of a difference that the reception's not that great. Bluetooth is one of those wireless technologies that's great when it works and an absolute nightmare when it doesn't.
Yeah, and if you're trying to just synchronize your notebook and your little PDA, your notebook probably already has regular Wi-Fi, wireless B, wireless G, some kind of wireless networking built in. You can buy generally, either in the form of a compact flash card or some kind of other card, a wireless card that will allow you to connect wirelessly to a network. But if you bought that card instead of the Bluetooth, you'd be able to sync through a regular wireless network, plus be able to do a lot more.
Too complicated.
Too complicated.
To
or
me,
you can use the old-fashioned cradle where you plug into the USB.
To me, use the cradle or use the wire that it came with that plugs into USB ports. Because by the time you get all this stuff set up, okay, it worked the first time and then
right.
It stopped working. It's one of those deals that it's not that big of a deal to stick the, you know, plug the cable in.
Right.
Keep it simple, folks.
What Ken's saying is it generally works until it doesn't.
Well, that's the problem. It's just like any other wireless technology. Name one wireless technology that performs flawlessly no matter what.
My cell phone.
My cordless phone, no. My remote control.
My
no.
microwave.
That's not.
There are no wires going to my food, and it heats it every time.
What about the probe? Let's go to Earl. Earl's been waiting for two, maybe three lifetimes, and he's got a very important question about his PC. You wanna hang with your PC in the garage?
Well, no, I want to put the computer in my garage and use it like as a multimedia server.
But why does it have to be out in the garage?
Now, hang on. Let me guess. Earl?
Uh-huh?
Are you and the missus having some problems?
No. No, this is all...
Earl, take that thing and you go live in the garage.
No, I just don't have anywhere else to locate it. And the wife, you know, she didn't want it sitting somewhere in the house, so...
So you're going to use this to do what?
To put all of my music on.
I see. And then you're going to, like, wire it through your house, or you're just going to listen to the music
in
the garage?
Well, the new construction's already had a jack ran into the garage, so it's already wired for a network jack in there.
Before we give you some things that you could do if you wanted to try to experiment out in your garage, I have a couple other suggestions of places that you have probably that you haven't thought of.
Okay.
A lot of times people have a closet, and there's a shelf that's built way up high where you don't really use a whole lot of that shelf.
Uh-huh.
Have you thought about sticking this thing up on that shelf?
Inside the house.
And taking a wire from whatever jack is in the room, because I'm assuming the whole place is all wired up, and running it up to that shelf, and then having the computer sit up on that shelf, which is going to be far better than putting it out in the garage where there's dust and heat and all kinds of other nasties that are going to really wreak havoc on this thing.
I'm assuming this is a standard garage that the garage door opens and closes, and the weather and the wind and the rain and the dust and everything else can come in.
Right, and that's why I was wondering if I would just build a box and put it in there and put an air conditioning unit in the front, or if you guys had companies that, you know, something.
You sure Mama's not mad at you, Earl? You're talking about spending some real money now.
If you're going to build something to keep it out of the dust and put air conditioning on it, well, then great. It's not really in the garage anymore. It's in a controlled...
Or a company. I don't know if you guys have companies that might do that.
It just seems to me that there's a cheaper, better solution here. Is it that she thinks that this device is ugly?
Well, no, the fans in it are pretty loud.
Okay, well, there's ways of getting Whisper fans that are a whole lot less expensive than building out an air-conditioned room.
You know the old saying, you get what you pay for. In fans, there's $4 fans and there's $15 fans that are the same size and do the same thing, but oftentimes those fans are going to be a lot quieter. And a couple of things you can do that you probably haven't thought about is the bigger the fan you get, the slower it can turn, therefore the less sound it will make to move the same volume of air. So you might want to think about trying to experiment with getting some much, much larger fans, what they call 120-millimeter fans, and putting multiple fans in the thing that can turn quite a bit slower that might take care of the sound problem and the noise problem instead of trying to put this thing out in the garage, which is going to create a whole other set of issues for you.
Okay. The other option you have is all this money you want to spend in construction. They make very, very nice hi-fi components that are IP compatible. That basically are PCs, but they look like stereo equipment, so it goes right in the rack, and so all your music can go in there, and you can network it into your house and control it from wherever.
Uh-huh.
And then also...
Well, that was one of those runs. I think a little, at like Home Depot, a little personal air conditioner for like, I think, $150. So would it be... That's what I was thinking, maybe like a little air conditioner and plugging it in front of it.
Well, then you got to have an enclosed area. And then you still haven't taken care of the dust. And the bird, I don't know, the birds come into my garage and try to steal my dog food.
Oh, yeah, I don't have that one because it's like a completely enclosed garage. Because I came from San Diego, and normally I used to have it in the garage in San Diego, but I can't do that here, obviously, and that's why.
At the end of the day, if you want to do it, I mean, you can stick it out there and get that personal air conditioner, and it probably will be okay.
Yeah, you need to call the Rosie Romero's Rosie on the house for construction questions.
Well, for about the same amount of money, you could do like a liquid hydrogen cooling system.
Liquid hydrogen?
Or something.
A cryogenics lab. We could have one of those built in your garage. If it was me, I wouldn't put it out there. The amount of money you're going to pay for this air conditioning unit and some kind of construction plus the electricity to run the air conditioning, because it's going to be running 24/7 out
right,
in your garage.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, to me, you've gone down a path that seems kind of nuts at the end of the day when there are other solutions that let you bring it inside and make it quiet and make it hidden.
You get our Rube Goldberg Award for the day.
Well, do they have like units that... like or fanless, like you were saying, a little stereo component one.
Well, but you can get quiet fans. American Cooling, there's a PC, there's a long-standing company that makes very high-end cooling power supplies. That's generally where most of the noise is coming from.
Uh-huh.
So you can replace the power supply on the PC, and it'll be a lot quieter, but it's going to cost you more money than a cheapy power supply you get from Taiwan.
And higher-end power supplies these days oftentimes come with a variable fan control where you can turn them up or down. And so you could take, and it's literally a knob on the back of the PC, you could turn way down enough just to get some movement going. And as long as you're not doing something really high-end, like trying to play games and things on this machine, it would work just fine.
They even have completely fanless power supplies out there. But again, same thing, if you're doing anything crazy with it.
Well, I was thinking about the processor, though, because there's a fan on that one there.
Usually, unless it's not functioning properly or the bearings are going on it, it's usually quiet enough that you don't really hear too much on it. But you can get all those replaced as well.
You can get upgraded. Oh. It's like the carburetor that comes on an old car versus going out and getting an upgraded high-end one. It would do a lot more performance.
Are you a subscriber to our newsletter?
No.
I was going to say, because we'll do follow-up notes, and we'll get you, go subscribe real quick so that you can get our follow-up newsletter. We'll actually create links in this follow-up newsletter to all kinds of places that have these cooling fans and these quiet fans for you.
It'll be like a little special section just for Earl.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll say, was that datadoctors.com?
Yes, sir. It'll say, for Earl only, everyone else, don't look at this.
But the other 35,000, just ignore.
That's right.
Okay.
All right, Earl?
All right.
Hey, good luck, buddy.
Thanks.
All right, I still think Earl's having problems with Mama, but that's okay.
He's willing to spend a lot of effort and time and money to...
There's more to the story. We want to hear the rest of the story. All right, before we go to John here... No?
We're going to have to go to a break.
Before we go to... No, after we go to break here...
Yeah?
The cool, wacky, weird, and wonderful website from my son Taylor and his buddy Colton.
That's what we're going to do next?
Yes.
Just that?
Quite the tease, huh?
And then John?
Yeah.
And what after that?
I don't know. Go home?
All right, we'll figure that out. In the meantime, sit tight for a couple of, spots of commercials, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.